Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you good? Are you good? Should we? You want to keep the pillows?
Yeah, it's fine. Mic check. What's up? How are you doing today? What's the vibe from 0 to 10?
Let me tell you what the vibe
is amazing, immaculate. Okay. Zero being today was not that great.
Yes. Let me tell you what the vibe is today. Okay. First of all, I don't feel very confident.
You don't feel very confident?
Can we be vulnerable this episode?
Yeah, let's be totally 100%.
Okay, I am not confident this episode.
Why?
Because...
You gotta tell us why.
I'll tell you why. I have a pimple on my forehead.
Oh, I see it.
In the middle of my forehead. So it's not like I can hide it somehow. Okay, yeah. And I have a pimple on my left cheek. Which is exactly on... I feel like I'm making it a big deal. Now people actually will look at it.
Yeah, like now you pointed it out and people will have no choice but to really look at it.
Okay, that's fine. Enjoy it while it's there, you know? Because every week it changes. And I don't know why. I don't know what I need to do to just not ever have these.
Yeah, you're really on a skincare journey.
It's like... Just last week, you told me, Yoni, your face is glowing.
Looking good. I mean, you know, we went through a lot this past week. We moved into a new apartment, if you can't tell.
I don't know how much it can tell. I'm pretty sure the only thing they can tell is that there is no posters on the wall.
Yeah, there's no posters on the wall. But I also feel like you can tell because the background on my side is different. I have the fun background now. Before, you had the fun background with the What's to Juice poster.
We're gonna find a good background for me too. If you're not watching the video, check it out on YouTube. I mean, there's really not much changed. You know, it's still a white background.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to. This is the thing with the wall, right? We don't wanna, because once we commit, this is actually a place where we're gonna have a lot of people over.
Yeah. Our new apartment is like, I would say...
Is the hangout spot.
Not yet though. But okay, I was going to say it's like 3 times the size of our old apartment. I would estimate, give or take. Like 2.5 times what
maybe
our
old... Four. No, maybe 4.
Not 4?
Okay, 3. I'm okay with 3.
Yeah.
So basically, in the old one, we didn't really have a lot of people over.
We only had like 2 friends over because they were like the first friends that we met in New York. And then also... I don't know. Even when they came over, I felt like we were like in a room all together.
It did feel like we were in a room.
And it just didn't feel like we're in an adult space. Like, you know, we're at a point in our lives where we want to like feel like we're in a place that actually matches our lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that place didn't feel like that. Like that place felt like we're getting by and we're making it work. I didn't want to live in a place that I'm like making it work. I want to live in an apartment that it does what I need it to do.
Exactly. This apartment does that and more. We can get into that later too.
Yeah. I mean, we just moved like literally 3 days ago.
Yeah, 3 days ago. And also we were, I wanted to finish the thing about the wall.
Oh, what else? You have to say more about the wall?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that we're trying to have, I know we like the colors, the blue and the red, but now that we're going to actually have people over and stuff like that, it just doesn't, we wanted to have something a little bit more mature than these colors, right?
Yeah, exactly. We want to make our space... Because we're going to have people come here. Like, we want to be very intentional.
And even just for ourselves.
And, of course, even for ourselves, too. But I'm saying, like, we want to make our interior decor, like, more intentional.
Yeah.
More elevated, more mature, less, like, Pinteresty / Instagrammy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
While still being, like, Pinteresty and Instagrammy, but, like, in a specific way.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Welcome to the new apartment, the new setup, even though right now it's simply just a white wall.
But you can tell, I'm sure, like on the camera, you can tell that it's like a little bit different.
Yeah, if you want to actually see what the apartment looks like and what maybe our apartment hunting journey was, you can check my YouTube channel. I'm currently, as we're recording this, before we were recording all day today, I was editing my apartment hunting video. And then after that, once that goes out, I'm going to be working on my like moving video, which I think is going to be really fun.
Are you plugging all your businesses?
Yeah, I'm plugging all the things that I can. But we're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about that. Because today we're just talking about like, you know, catching up. Like,
yes, a lot.
What's been new?
Yeah, a lot been happening.
Welcome to What's the Juice podcast, first of all.
Episode 123. We're almost at the halfway point.
Yes.
Of season 3.
We are at episode 123.
Is it hot in here?
Is it?
Do you feel
the
hot?
AC is like kind of blasting right now.
We can all agree that nothing feels better than an everything shower, as it is the ultimate self-care ritual. And I must tell you that Osea's new Undaria Algae Body Wash was the best addition to my shower routine, as it has turned it into this tropical paradise with its iconic and all-natural uplifting citrusy scent. It has such a satisfying gel-like texture that turns into this beautiful, rich lather, and it leaves my skin feeling so soft and smooth and revitalized, as it is a gentler cleansing experience than traditional body washes. I love knowing that Osea is a mother, daughter, and woman founded and led brand that cares so much about its values. So upgrade your shower with clean, vegan face and body skincare from Osea. Get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today. We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
It's blasting, but it's not really like
we
that
now
cold.
We now have like actual AC. We were learning how to use it before.
You had AC in an old apartment too.
I mean, the AC we had in an old apartment, I don't consider, like, that's an AC, but it's like an old school one. This is like an AC that's like hidden away. It's part of the wall, you know?
Yeah.
The other one was like, you can take it out.
Mm. How do you feel about the upgrade?
You know, the upgrade into this apartment, I feel like I don't feel it yet.
I definitely felt it.
I'm not like immersed in this apartment yet. Like I still don't know where shit is in the kitchen.
Mm.
Like I'm like, where did I put the cutlery? Trying to make some shit. I'm like, where did I put it? Because now we also have so much more storage and so much more space for things that in a way, like I don't have that much shit. So like I would cook with the pan and then I would cook something for us and then, you know, I cook so then Yoni would clean and vice versa. Even though most of the time I'm cooking. And then Yoni would do the dishes and he would put the pot or the pan in like a random drawer because we have so many drawers now that are don't have shit to be put in them. So you're like, I can put it in the third drawer or I can put it in the fifth drawer.
Yeah.
So then Yoni would put it away and the next time I need to use the pan, I'm opening all this and I'm like, I don't know where this pan is at.
Yeah.
Because also we only have one pan.
That is true.
We need to get more than one pan. The fact that I feel like that's a funny thing to only have one pan.
I mean, how many pans do people actually have?
You have like a pan to like a medium sized pan where you can make like three or four pieces of chicken.
We just make everything in this one pan
at once, literally. But then you want to have a pan that's like perfect for like two eggs.
This one's
or
too
like
big.
One piece of chicken.
The one we have is a big ass pan.
Yeah, like the one we have now is like two eggs, but the egg just spreads like in the whole ass thing. You know what I mean? I feel like we definitely need, and also we only had one pan, so we used it like every day, almost three times a day, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the same pan every day for like months. So
it's a lot of mileage.
We
kind of
have to get like a new big pan, anyways.
It's a lot of mileage on that pan.
Yeah, exactly. And then,
how do I feel about the upgrade? I like it. I mean, just the fact that you guys can see this, but like there's like it's just a way I feel so inspired to be here to work, even though for you it was a little bit different.
It was very different.
We're gonna get into Ali, what's been happening with her, right? But for me, I feel like it's August 1st today. And it is.
Oh, it is, yeah. I don't know. I days also feel really long in this apartment, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you also woke up like really early today, you know. So, I'm excited to work. Like, our kitchen counter is kind of like an island, and it's like a dark black. I don't know if this is not marble, right?
No, it's not marble. But I don't know, like it's like a normal like kitchen counter. Yeah.
And we don't have stools yet. Yeah. So we still got to figure out where we're getting our stools from.
Yeah,
but
see, that's the thing. Now I feel like it's going to take like a long time for us to actually get it.
I don't want it to take us a long time.
I don't want it to take a long time either, but I just want to find like, I want to only get something that I really like.
Okay, but like we can't wait until Christmas to have stools, right?
Okay, no, yeah, but I'm just saying that like putting together an apartment like that actually looks nice takes like a while.
Every apartment we've lived in, We never, because we moved every year, right? We never got to a point to where it was fully done.
Yeah. Actually, the closest we got was like our last Seattle apartment.
Capitol Hill, yes.
Yeah. The Capitol Hill apartment.
I was satisfied.
But that one, we were
even still, it wasn't all the way done.
Yeah, that's true.
You abandoned the kitchen.
Kitchen tiles, and then I like left the corners because they were too annoying to do.
Because you got to cut the corners.
Yeah, I got to cut the corner to like fit around the thing, and I just gave up on it.
So then we just lived with it. Like
it was fine. You couldn't really tell. It was okay. But tell me more about this August 1st. Like, what is it about this apartment that's like, inspiring you to like?
It just made me wanna. Because for some reason, I always need a new date or a new start or like a new year.
Yeah, we know.
Beginning of a week. I need something to align for me to be like, okay, this is the start where I can implement these new things that I want to do or maybe get better at certain things, right? So it's August 1st. We just moved. And it's a nice apartment. Like I just feel better here.
Like
in the other one, I just felt like it's whatever. Nothing matters.
I feel like this apartment is just because it's like it's bigger. We have more space to actually put things away.
I've been cleaning every day.
The clutter doesn't exist here. We also, we don't have that much stuff because we moved out of our small apartment into a bigger space. So then it just, whatever stuff we had in the old apartment that felt like our apartment was full, now it looks like our apartment
is empty.
Our apartment right now looks like those Instagram videos, if you've seen them, where it's this person in their apartment or their house, and it's like POV when you only had enough money for the down payment, but it's like you don't have money to buy the furniture to fill the house.
No,
you only had enough money to buy the house.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like
I've never seen that, but I see what you're saying.
I've seen a lot of those. But I feel like we didn't actually finish introducing the pod. If you've never listened to the show, I'm one of your hosts, Alia Zaitza.
And my name is Yoni Ikoto, your favorite host in the world.
11 minutes into the episode. What's up? How you doing? Hope you've been doing good since the last time you were here. But I really feel you. Like, there's also something about the fact that this is like we have everything here. Like, nothing is like inconvenient about this.
There is
apartment.
No inconvenience in this apartment, in this building, in this area. Can we talk about the apartment real quick?
Actually, I would say the area has a little bit of inconvenience. But
No, not the area. Let's get into that in just a second, right?
Okay.
But the building. We have a gym in the building, right? And that's going to change the game for me. I was really on my gym shit, like, even before we got here.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, last 2 months, I haven't really been to the gym that much.
Yeah, that's okay? Facts.
And something about just getting to the gym, even though it was kind of close, it wasn't that close. Our gym wasn't that close.
It was like a 15-minute walk and like a 5-minute
bike ride,
even less than that.
Now, that doesn't seem like it's far at all. But something about going downstairs, getting the city bike, going through traffic, getting to the gym.
That's with the city bike. But then if you walk, that's 15 minutes there and then 15 back. That's 30 minutes just walking to the gym from the gym.
And you know, most people, this is how they go to the gym. You just go to the gym, right? So I'm sounding like I'm just complaining about some little shit. But to me, the conveniency of having the gym 3 floors down is... And actually, I've never had a gym in like anywhere
I live.
Neither
have I.
So I really want to see how much that's actually going to play into like me being there every single day.
Yeah, Yoni has not yet been to the gym. I've been to the gym once yesterday morning. I'm planning potentially to go this evening.
We're going tonight.
Yeah, maybe to just like do some like cardio or
just
like
do
something. Just do something, you know?
But because it's right there.
It's right there. So it's like if I'm like, you know what it is? I need to make it a rule that the only time I allow myself to watch a show is if I like go to the gym and like walk on the treadmill or something.
And watch the show while you're on the treadmill.
And watch the show while I'm on the treadmill.
Alia took the whole iPad downstairs.
I took the whole iPad downstairs and it was like in the morning. I turned on my show, currently watching Ozark. I'm already on season 4.
You guys, she's on season 4 in a week.
And no. Like 2 weeks maybe.
Nah, it's a week.
But there's like 4 episodes. No, there's 10 episodes in each season. So 40 episodes in 2 weeks.
Okay, but how long is an episode?
1 hour.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but I just like play it in the background. I'm not like watching it like really sitting down, not doing anything else, watching it. I'm always like multitasking.
The other day I asked Alia, what's happening? Because I've never watched it. I was like, okay, can you explain to me what happened at this point? Because anytime she's watching anything, I love to just like look at the screen and be like, so who's this person and what did they do?
I hate when you do that.
And Alia's like, ugh, it's just too much to explain. I'm like, you can't tell me what's happening in this scene?
Well, because like for me to explain, I have to tell you who is who and why this is important. And like, I just want to watch my show. I don't want to have to give you the debrief.
Okay. So I'm excited to hit the gym. It's August 1st. Should I go to my list of things I want to get better at?
I feel like you already told us, but you can give us a nice.
Okay.
Little...
Just a quick rundown. It's August 1st. Also, the episode is a little late because we've been moving and there's a lot happening.
Yeah. Today I feel like was the first day that we felt a little bit more like getting back into the routine in this space, you know? Because when your environment changes, like even simple shit, like I don't know, getting dressed for some reason, even though it's the same clothes that I had in my closet at the other apartment, I feel like I can't see my clothes the same way.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes.
But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ. Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What? You know, I don't know.
Okay, so the gym, to-do list.
What's your goal with the gym? Like, you're trying to go to the gym like 4 days a week, like every day?
Every day.
Nah.
No. Every day.
It's too much.
It's not even going to the gym. I just get to the gym. It's right here. I just want to walk. Even if it's a day that I want to have like a day off, I just want to walk on a treadmill.
Okay.
I want to do something. When I say every day, that doesn't mean, oh, I'm lifting heavy every day.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I would say, like, there's days where I'm not going to actually, like, work out. And I just want to, like, you know, walk, even if it's, like, straight, not even incline.
Yeah, something.
Just because, like, there are days where my ass is on a chair, like, for, like, 8 hours straight.
Exactly. So I think we should definitely take advantage of that in this building.
Yeah, for sure.
We also have a pool table, which I'm very excited to play against you.
Oh, yeah, we should dabble into that. Yeah, I'm actually kind of good at pool, low-key.
I know, me too. So it's going to be interesting to see, like, who's better.
Yeah, that would be such a fun little activity.
Yeah, that's the thing with me and Allie. We're, like, really, really competitive.
Yeah. Like, to the point where it's kind of like...
Like, anything she does, or, like, if we play tennis, I know you actually try to win.
No, when I play tennis, I'm actually competing with myself.
Yeah, you know what? Because we're both learning.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both learning.
Yeah, you're not like that good. So
I'm not that good, but No,
you're pretty good. But I also feel like you're better when you play with someone that plays better than me. Like you play with my dad, you yourself play better.
What is that? Isn't that so interesting?
Because he also hits the ball well to you. But when you're playing with someone that doesn't hit the ball that well to you, then you won't hit the ball as well back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
So it helps to play with someone that plays well.
Shout out to all the tennis listeners out there.
Yeah, now my Instagram algorithm is all tennis shit, and it's all like I love seeing like some girls play some good ass tennis. You know,
I'm bro, just like, me too, yeah. Me too.
I want to look like that too.
Yeah, my algorithm is tennis, basketball, soccer. Photography, that's it. And and biking, a lot of biking.
Mine right now is tennis, New York City food, and interior decorating. Makes sense.
Interior decorating?
Yeah, interior, like decor.
I kept getting ads about beds the other day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, because you looked up beds. We had to buy a new bed because when we were moving into this place, our movers saw that we had like a crack in the bed frame, and also that like we had like two screws that were completely out. So I'm like, how the fuck is this bed?
He
still
was
standing?
Like, sir, your bed is broken. I think.
Like how have you been sleeping?
I was
on
like,
it?
Wait, what? So I don't know when that happened.
And you know why it was broken? Because at night, our bed was pushed against the wall because we had to push it up against the wall to have enough space to like be in our room. So then at night, we would pull it from one side out of like away from the wall. So then Yoni could plug his phone in to the wall. Yo, like that was
the inconvenience of that other apartment, you guys. You don't understand.
If you could find an example of inconvenience in the dictionary that looked like an apartment, it would be our apartment.
It would be that. And
like,
we,
everything was the most inconvenient way possible, the way that it was put together.
Yeah. When we looked at the apartment and we, for some reason, we didn't look at all the drawers.
I mean,
and there's a drawer that's not actually a real drawer.
Yeah, like there's like fake drawers. There's fake.
But it looks like a drawer on the outside. So then the day we move in, all right, cool. I'm going to put things here. You're going to do that. And then I try to open it. It doesn't even open.
Yeah. And then there was another one that opens, but then it's just there's no space. It's just it's like a board. I don't even want to think about that anymore.
Yeah, we're done. That's in the past.
And what else can we say? Let's talk about. So, okay, we had movers.
Oh,
our
shout out
first
to the
experience with our movers, okay? And it was an exchange of services. You know, I get to make like this little video in exchange for them to help us. So very grateful for my job to allow us to do this because, guys, we moved in Seattle 3 times.
Yeah.
This is our 5th apartment together.
That is crazy.
Crazy, because we've also been together for 6 years. So that means ever since we moved in together, we moved every year.
Yeah, and we're not about to do that again. Ali is already thinking about the next apartment.
I'm like, already thinking.
Yo, hold on a second. Stop everything. We were just moving shit in, right? We're moving in, putting the stuff around. And I think it might have even been before that.
It was before we moved.
And she was like, you know, for our next apartment? I'm just like, what?
We hadn't even moved in here.
We didn't even move yet.
For like our next apartment.
I think for the next apartment, I want to do something like, I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Okay, no. What I said is that I'm thinking that for the next apartment, it would be great if like when our lease is up from this place to look and see if there's another unit in this building that is on a higher floor so we have a better view.
That's fair. That's
and
fair.
That maybe we'll be able to afford a 2-bedroom in this building because they have 2-bedroom apartments too.
Yeah.
And that would be great because that's what we were looking for in the first place. So that's what I said. I was like, I would love to move into a different apartment unit, but in the same building because this building is great.
This building is
the first apartment that I would say, like, it doesn't make, because you know, there's some apartments that it seems like they purposely made them lacking something to justify like the price differences.
Yeah, they take away the microwave, they take away the washer and dryer.
Like, they make like each closet hella small, where like they could have made these bigger.
Yeah.
Like, why did you have to make this so small? In what world does someone have this need this little space?
Or like the windows, for example, like right here, they almost used the whole wall for a window.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like they really, I don't know. It's just great. Like,
they made, yeah, it really is great. It really is. I think we were talking about something else before this.
I mean, just moving.
Oh, yeah, so we had movers and it was honestly a great experience because every time we moved in Seattle before, we did the whole spiel. The whole
U-Haul.
Yeah. There's like a word for like we did the whole shebang. That's what I meant to say.
Shebang.
Yeah, we did the whole shebang. You
I think
know,
I think I like spiel better.
Spiel.
Shebang.
No, spiel is like I have a spiel. Like I have a thing to say. Like,
oh.
We did the whole shebang with the U-Haul, and then we like asked some. Honestly, even though every time we moved, we never asked people for help.
Here's the thing about asking people for help. I always feel like I'm gonna bother you. Hey, can you help me move this thing? I feel like this person has to take time out of their day to help me move. I'm the one moving.
And also, nobody likes moving. Okay, what's worse? Asking someone to help you move or asking someone to pick you up or give you a ride to the airport?
Those are actually equally just...
Annoying, right?
Annoying. But you know what?
Those are equally things I never ask people to do.
But you know, there are people who are willing, really willing to do that and help. It's just kind of like in our heads, I feel like.
Yeah, but I wonder how come we both feel the same way about this. Do you think it's a cultural thing?
Well, I don't think it's a cultural thing because, all right, think about it. If you're moving, you ask, first of all, time is very valuable.
Yeah.
All right.
So if anything, it's the most valuable.
Exactly. So anytime you ask someone on a Sunday.
Because that's mostly when people are traveling or moving.
Exactly. I need a ride to the airport at 6 a.m. It's like, bro.
But in my mind, I'm thinking
I will pay that $100 Uber and go.
But also in my mind, I'm thinking usually if you live in a city, which we both have, like most of the time, there's some type of public transit you can take.
So you're asking for that favor just because you don't want to actually do the work.
Just because you don't want to do the inconvenient thing to take the sub.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wait, and then take the thing and then take the thing.
Yeah. See, so now you're going to call someone else?
And I would say in Seattle specifically, it's like very convenient to like take the light rail and then you take
The light rail is almost made to go to the airport.
Exactly, exactly.
You just got to get it from your house to the light rail.
Yeah, which also you can take it. It's like a $20 Uber, if that.
Yeah. So asking for help, that's not my favorite thing to do, but I do think that we do have people in our lives who are more than willing to help.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, moving here now, this time around, we're moving to our new place. The funny thing is, all of our friends, or at least most of our friends, were out of town.
Yeah.
And we also had movers, so we technically didn't need anyone's help.
No, the movers didn't even, it was so weird for me. Like while they were boxing shit up and bringing it all downstairs to the truck. And it felt really just weird for me to stand there
and not do
and
anything.
Watch them like do it all. So one time I picked up a box because they're all picked up stuff to go downstairs. And I was just like, okay, I can take this box downstairs. And then the guy was like, no.
Enjoy. Yeah.
I was just like, okay. Shout out to those movers. They're really nice.
Yeah, and they were so good. And the way they were packing that shit, it was like, she was like ninja.
I've never seen people work that fast.
I know. But it was also so funny because like they have to make sure that everything, like nothing breaks when they move everything. So they wrapped literally like.
They wrapped every single thing you can think of, they wrapped.
Yeah, like they wrapped, like, you know, the little thing that you put bobby pins in, like the plastic little container for bobby pins.
Yeah.
They wrapped that.
Yeah,
they wrapped like every Q-tips.
Yes.
It was a Q-tip pack. They wrapped it.
They wrapped every single seasoning bottle that we had.
Even though some of the seasoning was made out of plastic, like a plastic container. I mean, I love it, It's like what they got to do. But in 3 hours, they were done.
I think it might have been a little bit like
three
faster.
And a half hours.
No, faster.
Oh, faster than that?
Yeah.
No, because they started at 9 and at 12:30, they weren't here anymore. So it was 3 hours and a little bit.
Yo, getting this couch out of that apartment, that was like the only thing that I thought about. I was just like, this is a big ass couch that doesn't split in two, small hallway, and the doorway is small too.
Yeah, it was, but they figured it out.
Yeah, they figured it out. They were really nice. Shout out to those guys. I ended up talking to them about soccer or basketball.
Yeah, Yoni loves to.
They're from Serbia. Shout out to everyone who's listening from Serbia.
Two
okay?
of them were from Serbia. I can't remember where the third guy was from.
Yeah.
But I think it's so funny how anytime you try to like talk to any guys and men in general, your go-to is like, do you watch, like you choose a sport to mm-hmm. talk to them about. I feel like most of the time, if they give you like European vibe, mm-hmm. you go to, if they give you European vibe / like Latin American, you go to the soccer.
100%.
But then if they are like African-American, then you usually go to the basketball.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really ask, like, a black guy about soccer, I feel like.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Really? I feel like most of the time it's always been, like, basketball, but then...
Well, African-American, like from America?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Cause
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no. Okay. But if it's, like...
Oh, if it's, like, African from Africa, then maybe you would talk about, like, soccer.
Yeah. Mm. Definitely. But, like, yeah, I know... all the African-Americans that I know here, I always talk to them about like other sports because soccer is not really like a big thing here.
Yeah, that's true.
At least from the people that I know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's a lot who play. So
yeah. But let's you know, the funny thing is so we moved into the apartment, we set everything up, we unboxed everything, we realized like how little stuff we have, and we need to fill this apartment up, even though we don't want to go too crazy, you know, we want to keep it like nice and intentional. But we basically that evening was into like we unpacked everything, then we went to get groceries.
What evening?
Then we got food like the day we moved into the apartment.
Oh yeah.
And then the next day we woke up and we knew that the next day we were supposed to record the podcast. And you know, we were like, maybe like, well, it's just, we kind of, sometimes there's days when we need to record the podcast that we both know we have to, but like we don't talk about it at all.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Neither of us brings it up, you know?
It's just like we're both kind of, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens and who brings it up.
No, but what happened with that, I mean, I think that the first day, especially, even the second day in this apartment, I feel like I just wanted to enjoy the space for some reason. I just wanted to be here and kind of like set things up, see where we want to put things. Because I felt like just setting up would have taken that experience away. Because when you move into a new place, it's like it's an experience. It's almost like opening a new iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, okay. It's like,
I mean, I would say a little bit more than that. Because you're also like, you're getting acclimated to your new environment. You know, like even like sleeping here the first night, like it wasn't that great. It wasn't really that comfortable. And then, I don't know, like getting comfortable with like when I wake up, like now my bathroom is here. And then now I go here. Mm. It's like the routine.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely very excited to just have a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, because for us, especially since we've moved every single year, which I know is crazy. I know it's crazy. But
I mean, I feel like people do that.
People babe, my sister's year. Been in the same apartment for like 3 years going on four.
I feel like I would get bored.
I would get bored of the same apartment, right?
I love going new places. I love just seeing new stuff. That's then, why like just even moving, like we moved.
In Seattle, every time we moved is like we wanted to, there was something in the apartment that we were currently in that we wanted, like we felt like could be better in a different place.
Yeah.
If we were still in Seattle now,
I think
we probably would have stayed in the same apartment that we moved from like for the next year.
Yeah. It's nice. I mean, listen, moving is not for everyone. Some people like moving, some people don't like moving. But me personally, I love me. Also, just like meeting our neighbors here in this building. I told someone today, I was like, you know, I told them we were moving and all that. And then they were like, oh, that's cool. Where? And then I told them the area. And then I was like, you know, and we have like really nice neighbors. And then he was like, you know your neighbors already?
I mean, you don't know our neighbors.
I don't know, but I met so many people in this building. They're all neighbors.
Okay, yeah. That's
hey,
true.
How you doing? I've seen people like a few times already and they're like, like, I can tell each time that we see each other, mm-hmm. It's soon we're going to get to, like, did you watch the game? Because we don't really have full conversations yet. It's just kind of like, hey, I've seen you before. Or, like, especially the guy downstairs, like the doorman.
Oh, yeah. Now we have a doorman. The doorman is so funny.
Yes.
He called me one day because we had a delivery downstairs, but I didn't know who it was. And he has this, like, really raspy-ass voice and an accent.
Yeah.
And I was like, for a second, I thought it was a scam. So I didn't say anything. And he was like, hello? And then I...
hello.
And then, yeah, it's like that.
Are you Alia Zaita?
It's very like roly in the throat.
Yeah.
You know? And then I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, coming right down.
There's a few guys down there. They're all very nice.
Yeah, but there's one like daytime guy and then there's like a nighttime guy.
Yeah.
But it's such a different experience. You know, like now we have a doorman and now we have...
We can trust our packages to arrive and not get stolen.
Yeah, there's like a package room where like there's a person there that gives you the package.
Wait, did you ever figure out the bell thing? Like, if someone comes over, why do we have that buzzer?
Yeah, I think that's like they don't use that anymore. I think like now if you're visiting the building, you have to talk to the doorman and then they'll call up.
And they'll call that.
They're going to call on our phone.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. And then you can also, like, we can add, like, our friends as, like, guests. So then they don't have to call us. They can just, like, find their name on our list.
Oh, that's fire.
It's a whole thing, guys, you know. I've never lived in a building like this before, so it's very new. But
we don't have a pool. All right. We don't have a pool in this building, which would have been amazing. To have a pool?
Like a community pool? Like on a rooftop or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really care that much about a pool. But
It's because you can't swim.
That's not... You love to spread that narrative, and that's not true at all.
I'm just kidding.
But I was going to say, now we have an elevator. We actually have like several elevators because this building is really, really big.
I like how everything is just like basic stuff. I know. We have an elevator now. People are like, are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, but in New York, especially now... Oh, and also we live in Brooklyn. Did we mention that?
No, we didn't. Oh, we did.
Yeah, so we don't live in Manhattan no more.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. No, I'm just kidding. So now we live in Brooklyn. We're officially on the other side of the river. Mm-hmm.
I was talking to someone today, and I told him that...
Before that, I wanted to finish like my elevator spiel. It's like, now we actually have different interactions with our neighbors, and I think we should do a whole episode about neighbors, mm-hmm. because maybe once we like become friends with neighbors, that would be more of an interesting conversation. However, now our interactions with neighbors is kind of funny because like you have to ride the elevator together. And it's different than like walking up the stairs behind one another.
Yeah, when you walk behind someone, it's kind of like you don't really talk. It's not the most convenient way to talk. But when you're in the elevator and you got to be there for like a few seconds with them, I'm sorry, but I'm the person who will talk first.
Okay, I'm but that what if neighbor. There's like several different people that don't from know each apartments. Other from different apartments okay. in the same elevator?
I'll say, so, how y'all doing?
Nah.
It would be so... I haven't done that yet.
You haven't done that yet.
I haven't done that yet, but I will totally do
you
it.
You think about it. Like, every time you're in that situation, you're like, damn, I just want to say something.
And I will. I will, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was in the elevator the other day, and there was like... It's so interesting because this building, I feel like there's so many different types of people
you
that live in this building.
You see new people every day.
Yeah, because
it's like, damn, you live here too?
Building. And also, like, it's not like one person per... apartment, yeah, you know. So, and it's interesting to see like who's on what floor, and then like I feel like there was one day when I went in the elevator and there was like a guy that clicked the penthouse level, and I was just like, damn. Shit, all right,
you know, the penthouse doesn't have a number like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it just said PH.
Well, yeah, because it's like the top floor, and I think there might be like penthouse 1, penthouse 2 or something like that. I don't think they get like the whole floor to themselves because that's crazy.
I mean, it's not crazy.
No, but I doubt it because I've even seen like in movies sometimes it's like there's a penthouse floor, but then there's like 3 or 4 units versus like on our floor you have like, I don't know, 17 units or some shit like that on each floor, you know?
Damn, that's kind of crazy.
That's crazy, right? Or like yeah. 10 units. But what were you going to say?
I mean, I forgot by now. Do you remember what I was like leaning towards? It's okay. It's fine. I forget fast, you know? Like it's right there and it was good too. Yeah, so was it worth it?
Damn.
Was it worth holding to the elevator story?
Well, I don't know. It depends what you were going to say.
I mean, it's cool. It's fine. Oh, talking to the neighbors maybe?
I don't know.
And I was just saying how I'm that guy in the building who will talk to everyone. That's it. And then the person that I talked to today about, he was like, oh, wait, you already know your neighbors? I totally forgot what I was going to say. Damn.
Was it good?
I don't know. It must have not been that good because then I would have remembered.
Maybe.
This was just a quick catch up. Sorry the episode is a day late. I mean, a lot's been happening.
Yeah. You know, life goes on. But also, if you are a member on the Patreon and you listened to last week's episode, we're sorry for the technical difficulty that we had the audio. Guys, you should have seen how annoyed and frustrated and disappointed we were, guys. Oh my God. We spent hours just trying to like retrieve the audio.
So here's what happened.
And it didn't work.
Here's what happened.
Oh, should we give them the rundown?
Yeah, yeah. This is exactly what happened.
On here or on the Patreon?
We can just do it here.
All right.
We can just do it here.
So what happened?
So yeah, we had a full Patreon episode recorded and filmed. We ran out of space in one hard drive So we saved everything in a new hard drive.
And to clarify, when we record the podcast, we have the video files and then we have the audio files. They're separate.
They're very separate.
The stuff that we record into the mic is a different file than the video files.
Yes, exactly. But then you synchronize them together and then it works like magic, right?
Yeah.
So basically, long story short, I accidentally deleted the whole audio file. So if you watch that episode, you hear the fan, you hear everything in the background.
Because we used the audio from the camera, which the camera doesn't even have like a specific good quality mic or nothing.
It just picked up whatever sound. And so therefore, I'm really sorry. Okay, that was my bad.
And it was a good episode too. I was telling this like crazy story.
It was the beanbag story. If you haven't heard Alia's crazy beanbag story,
okay. Well, when you say it like that, it sounds fucking weird.
Beanbag story?
Yeah, because it wasn't about the beanbag.
No, it was me.
It was the one time that I drank too much when I was like in high school and I blacked out and I don't remember a lot of the things that I did.
Yo,
and
that story.
And I woke
story,
up and then there's a whole story behind what happened.
That shit was crazy.
And it was
crazy.
Like the only time that I blacked out and didn't remember anything.
She was like, before the episode started, she was like, I hope you're not going to judge me for this. But this was a long time ago.
Yeah, this was when I was like a kid, you know, and I was just figuring out.
I never blacked out before. I don't know what that feels like. I feel like it's kind of scary too. Like you black out, you just wake up.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you wake up out of a nap.
But like what happened?
But you don't remember going to sleep.
I wonder what happens to the body. Like how do you,
I don't know why, like, because you're still like awake, you know?
Okay, so you black out. That means you just, like, for how long do people black out for?
I have no idea.
I always thought it was like a quick thing.
Like,
I
that's didn't happened think... before with me, with like a friend where like during the night, like this is even weirder. Like at least for me, I was like blacked out and people knew I was blacked out because I was like, my eyes were closed.
But are you okay?
I mean, I'm still like awake, like I can still talk and shit, but like I don't remember anything that's happening.
But I'll be so worried if my friend is blacked out. It's how do I know you're good. Okay?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Oh yeah, he's just blacked out?
But here's the thing. There was this time where like I was in the club. This was my club phase in Toronto, right? And I was in the club with my friend and we were talking and whatever. And I knew she was like, you know, pretty drunk. And I had like a few drinks myself, but I knew she was like drunk, you know, and we were just talking. She had
drunk.
She had a very like drunk, like a vibe, you know, where she was just like, oh my God, I love you so much. You know, it was like,
why do people always say they love someone
when they're drunk, right?
Yeah. They're like, yo, listen, look at me right now. I fucking love you. Okay.
Ow. Fuck. I hit my head. Anyways, but it was so funny, right? It was one of those moments, right? But then she was telling me, like, we were talking about a topic specifically, and then the next day when like we were, you know, we were having breakfast or whatever, I was like, bro, do you remember like when you were telling me this and this and this? And she's like, no,
you don't remember anything.
She would regularly not remember shit.
Damn.
From the night before. Yeah, that's like not healthy.
Yeah, the truth comes out
when people are inebriated.
When you're drunk, yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's the same with weed?
No.
No, right?
No, with weed you're much more controlled.
But I would say I still say some weird shit.
yeah. No, but like with alcohol, it's definitely like, look at me right now. I love you, okay?
And
you
not weird, though.
No, but you would say that to a friend that you never say that to, okay?
I would feel like when I'm drunk, I'd be saying some shit. I'm already someone that says the shit she thinks without considering the consequences.
Oh my God. Yeah. So if you're drunk.
So if I've had a little bit too much to drink and I'm talking to someone and we're talking about something, I might let some shit slip.
I need to be right there next to you. Like, yo, I'm going to watch everything that flies out.
I mean, that's why you got to just love me, you know?
I've only been drunk maybe like one time in my life.
That's not true. You've been tipsy a few times.
Palm Springs.
Oh my God. Actually, Palm Springs is like the drunkest I've ever seen you. And it's because we were playing a drinking game.
We were playing a drinking game and I was losing bad. I was losing.
Yeah, if you guys know
badly.
Rage Cage, where like you basically have the ping pong table and you gotta get it in the bat in the cup.
It's called a Rage Cage, right?
Yeah, because you can be caught in the cage.
I got
caught. You
have
to keep going, and then if you keep missing, you have to keep drinking.
And the thing is, whatever drink that was, it actually tasted good.
No, did it?
Because I think we mixed it with something. It wasn't straight up.
Yeah. Well, anyways, basically Yoni got caught in a cage and he had to sit his ass down soon after.
Yeah, I laid down and I kind of just left the table without telling anyone.
Yeah, like we just realized, damn, where did Yoni go? And like you've been just laying down.
Yeah, I left. It was fun. Yeah.
Was it though?
No.
Being that drunk is not fun.
No, I'm not saying that was drunk. I said that trip, Palm Springs, getting a house was fun.
Yeah.
Anyways,
guys, thanks for listening. You know, we took a few days to enjoy our new apartment, to just be here, kind of did like no work up until today. I just needed like 2 days to just get comfortable with this space, but also get to enjoy it without no responsibilities. Yeah. You know, it was really beautiful.
You know, sometimes you got to do that for yourself.
Yeah. And we never do that. So,
yeah.
And also having such a nice apartment makes me not want to leave. Like, I'm like, I just want to be in my home.
Something about this apartment, I know I said I'm feeling super productive and stuff like that. And I think that's really going to kick in whenever we finally have like the working station set up, like the stools and all that.
Yeah, chairs to sit on.
Yeah. But right now it's kind of just like, you just want to like be here and look around and just walk
around.
Yeah,
I know. I just want to like clean the kitchen and cook and clean again.
Yo, Alia's been cooking. She's been chefing it up every single day we've been here. I know it's been only 3 days, but she's made like breakfast, lunch, dinner. Just like, damn.
Except for today, because I was outside like editing my video. Because I had to leave. I was like, I'm not going to edit this video in this apartment because I'm going to want to cook something, clean something.
Yeah, yo, she's been cooking.
Type of furniture.
You have a talent for putting things together, I must say. And if you follow me on Instagram, all my stores the last few days, it's just only been food.
Yeah, just because I've been... And also it's because we haven't really been going anywhere.
Yeah, I just take a photo of the food and then that's just the story. That's it.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for listening. We're going to go over to our Patreon and talk about protecting our peace.
Protecting your peace. What does that mean?
You know, we'll get into it because that's something that I've been seeing fly around the internet for quite some time now. It's something that I've actually said myself. Mm-hmm. It's something that I've heard friends and people in my life say. And
protecting your peace. I really have to I have to think about that because protecting my peace.
We have to talk about what that really means because I think like anything on the internet, people love to like throw different lingo around.
It could also mean different things for different people.
True, but I also think there's like a specific overall meaning that people have attached to protecting your peace. So we'll talk about it. We'll get into it.
All right. If you made it to the end of this episode, please comment new apartment. Okay. Are you going to be on your phone or are you going to be working?
Sorry.
Okay. If you made it to the end, please say... Actually, just say... I don't know. What am I saying right now?
If you made it to the end of this episode, comment Brooklyn Baby.
Yes. Brooklyn Baby. Ooh, that's so good.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I also feel like Brooklyn is a nice name.
Yeah, it is. Alright guys, thank you very much. Shout out to everyone's dog. Shout out to everyone who's at work. Shout out to everyone who's working on a road trip, on a run, at the gym, working out, cooking.
Ooh, yeah, I love all those.
Yeah, shout out to everyone who's doing that right now, because if you are doing this
and listening to the pod,
and also shout out to Pauline from Belgium. I met you today, so if you're listening to this is a special shout out to you.
Shout out to Pauline.
Very nice. She was super chill.
You're so good at remembering names. I feel bad. I have this. I'm like, oh, what's your name? They tell me their name. Forgot already.
You know, that happens to me sometimes too. But depending on how long I talk to that person, which I think I remember Pauline's name because she is from Brussels.
Oh, okay.
And she's going to school here for a few weeks. So, yeah.
Well, shout out to you.
Yes. And that's it. Let's go over to Patreon. And if you haven't subscribed yet, listen, go over there, check it out. We have different tiers. You can see the previews of each episode and see what works for you, you know?
Yeah. We appreciate you no matter what, though.
Yes.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Ali's ready to get out of here.
I'm ready to... I need to answer some texts, so...
Oh, so that's what it is.
I gotta get back to some people.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Wow. Now you're finally, like, a good texter.
No, it's actually... Okay, first of all, I've always been a good texter, and it's just because someone's buying this table from us, so I gotta just make sure everything's good.
All right. We gotta stop the pod so Ali can answer it.
Okay, bye.
We're trying to sell this table. All right. Bye, guys.
Love you.
need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.